I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Welcome to I Like Beer, the podcast, where we discuss great beers and the stories that go with them. I'm your host, Jeff.
And I'm your host, Jeff. With us today, we got everybody, actually.
Everybody's here.
We got Tom.
Hey!
We got Joe.
Check one, two.
Doc's back somewhere else. We even have our media team, Haley, here today.
Yeah, that's right.
Haley!
We're a fringe of love good beer and telling stories, so we turned it into a podcast.
And a podcast today that is celebrating Doc's anniversary.
Woo! Teachers by day, beer drinkers by night. Lucky enough to live in North County, San Diego, beer mecca within a beer mecca. But speaking of beer meccas,
we are in a beer mecca.
We have traveled for this one. It's been on our list since the early days of the podcast. Please pour yourself a beer. Pull up a bar stool and join us.
Hey, y'all. I really like beer, and you should buy me a beer. So you go to ilikebeerthepodcast.com and click on Buy Me a Beer. Thanks.
That's Buy Me a Beer. Click the link on the website. When you do, you support our podcast and our ability to keep doing this.
This might be a lot of fun. The pinnacle. I don't know. This is it. Yeah. We're done.
ilikebeerthepodcast.com. Click on it. Please help us do this. Also, you can check out our gallery. See pictures of what you're about to hear.
Right.
And pick up some swag. We made it to the promised land.
Yep. Again for me, but first
again
time for
you. Yeah,
for
yeah,
me,
yeah. And the rest of the team.
Yes.
We've made it to Jester King. What do you say? What do you say, guys? Jester King. We're here.
Yeah, Jester King.
And we're here with Jen Harlan.
Hi.
Who wears many hats at Jester King?
I wear a few for sure. I sit on our executive leadership team, and I am our live music program manager, and I also manage all of our lodging on site.
Which we took advantage of this time. We're actually staying here, which is phenomenal. Everyone should do that.
What do you think so far?
It's fantastic. Really cool.
Good.
Yeah, neat. I was sitting on the back porch today, just kind of sitting there going, this is where I'm going to stay every time I come here.
They're taking over all of your
They're pretty unique cabins. I don't want to spend a lot of time going through all the history of them, but they've got some pretty neat history we can talk about if you want later.
Yeah.
And we got the full line, 11 of 12 beers we got lined up in front. We got work to do.
You do. You absolutely do.
So everybody, grab a beer.
You guys want to get started?
Sure. Try something.
All right. So I think we are starting. You want to go in order? Or we want to
let's go in order. Let's go in order.
Okay. So we're going to start with the American Pale Ale. So we opened, I want to say 2010 to the public. And we started off with our tap room up on the hill. This area was owned by a different group. So we were using that space up there, started producing our beer, had our tap room. And then our founder, Jeffrey Stuffings, actually was pretty instrumental in getting the beer laws changed here in Texas, because you couldn't sell out of your tap room. We would sell them a glass and they could have, two pours. And so he was a big part of getting that legislation changed so that breweries could sell out of their tap rooms here in Texas.
The story we've heard more than once in our years of doing this, in our years of life, a Jeff is a hero.
That's very true.
Well,
sometimes
industry,
it takes a Jeff to get things done.
How about that?
And worldwide.
Absolutely. I have a really great personal story about that. So I didn't come to work for the brewery until 2021, but I have been coming out here since we opened. I got married here in 2018.
Nice.
I signed the contract the day before Jester King bought the event hall.
Wow.
So I found out 12 hours after I signed my contract that all of a sudden these, beer nerds were going to run my wedding. So we all kind of learned together.
And how did it go, the wedding?
It went amazing. It rained for a solid 2 weeks before my wedding, up until like 3 days beforehand. They shut down production up there for 2 days to mulch pathways out there so that my event, my wedding went off without a hitch.
Wow.
And it did. So, kind of earned my undying loyalty at that point.
That is super cool.
Now, we came here for the sours, but we had a pale ale. We're having an Italian Pilsner.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, we finally listened to the people who were telling us, hey, this is what we want to be drinking. So that's, and that's what we've always wanted, is to give people beer that they want to drink. So we started producing that stuff, and it's been really well received, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
We have amazing, amazing beer makers up in our production crew, and I have never seen a team work so hard ever in my life.
So what did you know about beer when you started here, and what do you know about beer now?
Oh, Lord. So I come from the world of basically financial technology. And in fact, before I came to Dust Working the first time, I had never had a beer that I liked. Not just a craft beer, any beer.
Wow.
I came out here the first time, 2010, they had the Mad Meg, which we don't brew often. And in fact, I begged for 2.5 years after I started here for them to brew again, because I love it. And that was the first beer I ever liked. It was also like 8%, but hit about a 12. So you didn't need much. But yeah, so when I started here, I really knew nothing. And I have learned a lot. I would not call myself an expert in the beer industry. I would not say that I could sit down and taste the difference between two different IPAs, you know, anything of that level. But I know from step one to the end product, how beer is made. You know, I have gotten to really dive into everything from malt to hops to finding out the differences between regions that we buy our fruit from. You know, we try to buy local when we can, you know, and then we source, you know, organic and all of these things. And so when we find new things to try, you know, we kind of bring our team in first. So I've gotten to design a beer for Pink Boots, you know, with the women on our team.
Cool.
Absolutely. Cool. Yeah. And we, in fact, on our production team have, three women on a team of I want to say 7 people.
Nice.
You know, we have beer nerds of every flavor.
I'm going to say, nailed the West Coast IPA, because we often won't even try a West Coast IPA once we leave home, because we are from San Diego, but nailed this one.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's very good.
Yeah, one of our production people, Sarah Lee, who's our barrel room manager, in fact, is a big fan, and she's the one behind that recipe. So her and Jeff. Jeff does most of our recipe writing.
Now, Jester King, where does the logo, the name, where did that originate from? That seems interesting in juxtaposition to we're on a goat ranch. I just answered my own question.
You kind of did. So the name came before the goats. We'll start there. I don't have the full story behind where the name was, other than it was kind of a poke in the eye at the larger manufacturers in the beer industry, and I'm not going to name names as to which one, but it was kind of a pushback against some of that stuff, because we really believe in sustainability, and you know, we believe in being a smaller craft brewery that believes in the craft aspect of it.
Nice. We're at the Vernals and the Hibernals.
Yeah, yes. These are.
Which were, when we were here last night tasting, these were the two that I really was impressed by.
We put some interesting ingredients in our beers. We had one a few years ago that we did oyster mushrooms and sea salt.
Yeah.
It was called Snorkel.
Yep, I've had it. It's actually great. It works. It shouldn't work, but it works.
It shouldn't work.
Yeah.
And I feel that way about a lot of our beers. So like the Vernal, I want to say, let me read the sign here. It's oak, bark, and heartwood. You know, and I'm like, okay, we're putting okay. wood in beer. I'm not sure if that's edible. And it's delicious.
It's certainly drinkable. I don't know if it's edible, but it's drinkable.
Yep, absolutely. What do you guys think of it?
That's very good.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll honestly say, it was like my dream to come to Jester King, and now I've been here like seven, eight times. So every time, my brother lives here in Dripping Springs, and my son lives in Austin. So every time I come to visit them, this is number one on trip. In fact, this will be my third birthday. I'll actually have been adjusting on my birthday. I live in San Diego, which is kind of crazy. So Adrian Riverside to me is the best beer in the world. And
you and apparently the entire, you know, World Beer Cup judge.
Yeah. So I pre-order bottles every year, have him come and pick them out, and I get them back home. And I still have 2 left from this year's batch at home. So, everything you guys are doing is fantastic, but I think the other thing that's really cool about this, and it's kind of hard to explain until you experience, is the kind of the vibe of the place, right? It is so different than any other brewery you've ever been to, because it is like you're walking onto a farm.
It is.
Right?
Yeah, we are a 165 acre ranch, you know, which I call us a ranch. Really, we are, we're goat loving. you know, and we occasionally try to grow things. but yeah, no, absolutely. One of the reasons I came to work here actually was my stress levels were really high. And, you know, I got an opportunity to come out here and I'm like, wait, I get to go play in the woods every day. And I have Wi-Fi sitting out at a picnic table or laying in a hammock over at the inn. Yeah, I'm in.
Some goat yoga.
So some goat yoga. The goats crash the inn regularly. So I'll be out there in the morning, you know, watching baby goats leap over, you know, it's pretty fun, you know? And Jeff said at one point, I love this line. He said, as long as people still enjoy sitting under the live oaks and having conversations,
there you go.
We'll exist.
We set out on the big stage at sunset last night, took a group picture.
Yep. Oh, I love it.
It was fantastic. With the goats walking by.
Yeah, so we actually just finished building that stage for so that we could do live ticketed concerts out here.
Nice.
Yeah, so we had Shiny Ribs out in March. We've got Band of Heathens coming out July 5th, which is super exciting. Yeah, and then one of the kids here from Dripping Springs who just signed with CAA, and I shouldn't call him a kid, but he's just, you know, 17, so.
He's a kid. Yeah.
Ty Myers is gonna come out here and headline a show in June. So yeah, we kind of, you know, we're trying to work with the Austin market, and we are in the world of, you know, beer places. I think we got classified as a destination.
Oh yes, that's how we found out about you. We were interviewing one of our beer heroes, Mike Lopez.
Yeah.
And he brought us our very first Jester King, and we had we ever had a sour?
No.
Never had a sour. So we weren't ready for it, but it turned something in our brains.
Yeah.
Joe immediately. Joe was like, yes, this is what all beer should taste like. For us, it was just the first little click on the dial of maybe. But it stuck with us, and now look at us.
Yeah.
Can't get enough. Yeah. But Doc, this is tough for you.
I'm fine. There's plenty
of beers. So you found some beers to drink, but you found some beers to drink.
Yeah.
Because I saw you drinking beer last night, so I know you did.
Then the other.
Oh, wait.
I'm going to tell you guys a little secret. So Atrial is our like most award winning beer, and it's amazing. I think our Modern Dansk is better. It's our cherry version of Atrial. It is ridiculous.
This black Atrial barrel aged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bourbon barrel aged.
Oh,
this one's, I had this last night. The synthesis is amazing too.
So you're giving away a favorite here. Actually, I was going to leave me a question with three favorites.
Yeah.
A favorite that's, when it comes around, you're excited about it.
Every year.
Favorite that's here most of the time.
Yep.
Give me that. What's your favorite? It's here most of the time. Daily drinker.
I would say for the daily drinker, again, I'm actually really not an IPA fan. so if I'm going to be sitting here drinking, I'm probably going to just hang out. I'm going to pull out our Noble King or Petite Prince. They're staple table beers.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of those things where you can just sit there and sip on that all day long you want.
My third favorite goat. They won't know. We won't tell them.
Okay,
they don't listen to the podcast.
I'm not going to lie. My favorite goat is the goat dog, Sasha. I love our dog. I love all of our goats too. I really do. I just, there's over 75 of them. So I can't remember any of their names. So it's more of a, I know I love the one with the black spots right behind its ears, which is probably not helpful for other people who'd like to meet that goat.
Sure.
Well, get some looking.
Right?
So I was going to say, it's funny because I've been here a bunch of times. I actually came here several times during COVID when we had to be locked. You know, you had to pick your one spot and that's where you sat and that's all you could do. So today, staying here was the first time I've actually really branched out beyond the pole barn and the beer garden. So I took a walk around the nature trail and all around there. Your hall out there is incredible.
Thank you.
Where I'm going to have my next wedding.
That's where I had my first wedding.
Yeah.
I may have my second there too. We'll see.
It is. That's what I told my wife. She's invited. But my next wedding is there. Because
vow renewals are.
Yeah, yeah. No, I will marry myself out there just so I can have in that facility. It is phenomenal. It was incredible. So great stuff. And I don't. How new is that?
That was built by the previous owners of this property.
Okay.
It was known as Sarah's Park Ranch at the time. We did do some modifications when we took it over, re-strengthening, things like that.
Yeah.
But we bought it in 2018. So we've managed it. We're the ones who did the whole ceremony grove, beautiful, amazing. That was part of that 6-month prep for my wedding, first one that we talked about. So that's, we've had it. Like I said, I was the first Jester King bride.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Which is really cool. Oh, awesome. My story is very entangled with this place.
Yeah. Your own health. Your
yes,
own, right?
Absolutely.
You're finding a place that you feel valued and happy.
100%.
Well, as long as we're toasting, and we don't usually toast roast pour on a interview, but we're toasting this Doc and his lovely bride Monica. It's your anniversary.
There you go.
And you're a Jester King.
There you go. Cheers, cheers.
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 Enjoy your cheersing that with my favorite beer that they have on tap right now. That's the Black Atrial barrel aged.
Yeah. That
is really full of good. Berries. Full really of berry berries. Goodness.
60 pounds of raspberries per
barrel. Wow. All right, let's talk about the Cool Ship Bloodbath. Because obviously one of the coolest names, and I understand it says coffee and beets in it. So again, talking about weird things that should not work.
Oh, should not work.
That's fantastic. I don't like coffee, and I sort of like beets, but I mean, and a beer, this is fantastic.
Yeah, so usually about once or twice a year when the weather gets cool enough, we'll do a cool ship pour.
Right.
Where we basically, instead of pouring the beer directly into a tank to start cooling down, we pour all of that hot liquid into an open container with the windows open and let that start the fermentation process.
Yeast from out there, wild yeast.
Wild yeast, which is why we call it spontaneous.
Spontaneous, right.
That's why it's called spont.
Nice.
You know, so when we did it this time, it coincided with our Doomforge event, which is our big heavy metal once a year. You know, most of the time out here, we're a little, you know, we go kind of country, blue, you know, bluegrass, western. Once a year, we go full metal. I almost said Full Metal Jacket, but, you know, not quite that far. so this year, because the dates coincided, we wanted to tie the events together. And so we had the idea of doing this blood pool, basically. And so we started looking at ways to color the beer, you know, without ruining
it. Right. Beets will do it.
and beets worked out perfectly. And I think with the coffee, it just complements it so well.
It is very good.
So well.
I would have never, last night I didn't order because I'm like, I don't know if I can drink it, but I'm glad I got to taste it because it's fantastic. Yeah. Now I might order it.
Yeah, I'm having my morning coffee and a salad, basically, all at once in a glass.
Getting it all done.
We actually invited people to watch the pour during our event this year. So that, like I said, it was really fun. And yeah, we weren't sure how the beer was going to turn out by any stretch. And we were prepared to pitch all of them. Yeah. And it turned out great.
And you brewed something special for the eclipse.
We did. We did a Path of Totality beer. So we started canning that. It'll be ready. You know, we'll be having it out. And, you know, we're opening 10 a.m. on Monday for people to come out. We sold out our parking lot, but we've got some paid parking across the street. You know, we're just still doing ride share and drop offs as well. So it's going to be an event.
Yeah, it's going to be an event. Very cool.
You got to tell us about the hazy because we got listeners. And one team member. That's hazy crazy.
I'm gonna let you guys give me your impressions of hazy first.
All right, Doc, did you try the hazy yesterday?
Oh yeah, that's the first thing I had. Again, along with the West Coast. You would think we're back in San Diego, right?
I just love that pucker.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's got the juice bomb on the nose.
It does. Yeah, I'm like, that is one of my favorite things about that hazy. Again, I'm not an IPA fan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really drink them.
It's juicy.
That one I can drink. So.
That almost tastes like a mimosa.
It's so juicy. It's such a juice bomb, and it's so, like, it's you got the bitterness and the hops on the nose, but it's not. It doesn't come in on the flavor profile necessarily when you drink it. It doesn't hit you on the back end of your tongue. It's very crushable. It's a crushable hazy, really, in some ways, right?
It really is, and it's. I think it's one of our production staff's favorites for them to drink while they're working.
This place gets better and better.
Listen, we hand process all of our fruit. If you looked at our Instagram stories this morning, you saw us hand processing our strawberries with a hand immersion blender. Every piece we touch. So, you know, when it comes to those oranges and getting all of that fruit ready and doing all of that prep, you know, we pit peaches, you know, save y'all. We process loquats when we do our loquat beer. Most of your listeners may not even know what loquats are. you know, so it's one of those things where when they make that beer, it smells incredible up at the brewery.
No.
The whole place, it just smells so good. But yeah, I would say, that's if I had to drink an IPA here, and I do, that's the one I grab.
That's very
fantastic. Yep. And what's next for Jester King?
Yeah,
you sound like Everything's expanding. What's next? It sounds like you have plans.
Yeah, we absolutely do. So I know it kind of made the news a little bit last fall when we started our self-distribution here in Texas. And so we are really focused on growing our self-distribution. We have a ton of people who want to be able to go buy our beer, you know, locally. And, you know, it's one of those things of we are just trying to ramp up and ramp up our beer production to match that. You know, we're expecting that to grow significantly between now and the end of the year. And for us to, I want to say we're increasing our production by about, from the beginning of the year to Q3, to the end of Q3, by about 20 barrels a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
A week.
A week. Yeah.
Get that hazy going. Yeah. Get everybody motivated.
It's a good seller. It's a good seller here. So, but yeah, we got HEB placement. You know, we're working, we're already in specs. We're working with Twin Liquors. We've got a lot of stuff that we're really trying to, you know, get going with the self-distro. So that's a big piece of what we've got coming up. We also have, like I mentioned, our live music is one of the pieces that we implemented because we don't have a venue out here towards Dripping Springs that can do that. That's an outdoor concert venue we used to close by. So we knew there was a gap to be filled there. And honestly, we have a giant field.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
That has never been used to its full potential.
Kickball.
And it slopes perfectly.
Yeah. Oh, and it slopes perfectly. Thank you. Yeah, I had to argue for that. Everyone was like, no, that's not right. And I'm like, no, it is. I promise. So I was like, you know, giant stage. We did a 2,000 egg Easter egg hunt for Easter this past Sunday.
I was looking for any. I think the kids were pretty good because I couldn't find any eggs out there. So
I trusted them. Yep, yeah. I trusted
they were
them.
Solid.
But yeah, we put out 2,000 eggs across seven acres and released about 250 kids from 1 to 12 out there. And I want to say that, I mean, we still had some kids looking at about 45 minutes, but it was amazing. It was so fun. And I'm like, okay, so the two times we have used this field to its full effect was...
It has been a packed house.
It has been a packed house.
People smiling. And
that's, you know, when we did Shiny Ribs at the end of the night, it was 48 degrees and there were 200 people out in front of that stage still dancing. Nice. That was one of my favorite moments since I've been out
here.
And
by the way, buying your beer. Which is excellent, right?
Yes,
and which is,
100%.
You know, it has to happen or none of it works.
It has to happen or none of it works. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and, you know, like I said, we focus really, really hard on making our, you know, making good beer, making good food, you know, and giving people an experience.
Yeah.
You know, the reason I'm here is that I love helping people make memories.
Nice.
It's my favorite thing. So getting to do that on, you know, on this large scale is something that everyone here is here for. I would say I don't think anyone works here where they don't feel like this is a labor of love.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Very cool.
I can't think of a better way.
The pizza was very good.
Yeah, the pizza was good last night. No, the food is fantastic as well.
Yeah.
I agree.
I can't think of a better way to wrap up than what you just said, plus the pizza.
Yeah.
And goats. Can't forget goats.
Jen, thank you for sharing your story, Jester King's story, and your beer with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you guys feel free to come back anytime. Thank you so much.
Well, guess what? We're staying here. We will be here.
Please.
A couple more days.
Listeners, thank you for spending time with us. Remember, just a moment, rate us, review us, wherever you get our podcast. Check us out on Instagram. Website, ilikebeerthepodcast.com. We'd love to keep drinking, but right now... we gotta run.
BEERRUN Beer Run. BEERRUN Beer Run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. BEERRUN Beer Run.